Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me in the studio today, Kaylee Goodell, happens to be my daughter. Hey, Kaylee, how are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
Good. She's in here. She's in a what I think is a very interesting program at Lansing Community College as a massage therapist. Why don't you first tell folks what a massage therapist does?
Well, by definition, the best thing I can come up with to explain what a massage therapist is, a therapist who manipulates soft tissue and muscles.
Now, some interesting changes have happened in the last couple of years with massage therapy, and I've been kind of tracking this with you as you've been going along in the program. You've been doing the program for how long now?
About 2 years coming up on.
Okay. When you first started this, or just before you started this, you needed just certification in the state of Michigan. But in January of 2009, under Governor Granholm, there were some changes made at that point, isn't
it? Yep. They changed it from just needing to be certified to, by law, you now have to be licensed. And if you're already a massage therapist, that would require continuing education and proof of how long you've been having clinical work experience. And for students such as myself, they've been gearing the program to be able to take the exam, but hopefully with the amount of hours I've had, it says a minimum of 500, and by the time I'm done with the program, it'll be around 750, I think. So hopefully I won't even have to take the exam since I've already had all of the clinical and education and hours I need.
And met those requirements already. And it's interesting, what Governor Granholm signed is a law that will mean that you have to have licensure of all massage therapists, as you said, with continuing education. And basically what they're trying to just do is make sure that everybody's on the cutting edge and has the latest information and the latest technical classes and so forth, as it sounds like.
Yep, they want to make sure now that insurance companies are going to be involved, they just want to make sure everyone knows what they're doing, and they've reinforced many, many times SOAP notes, which is Subjective Objective Assessment Plan. It's the same way doctors approach patients in the hospital setting, so they're just really trying to get everyone used to clinical and medical notes and being able to document things correctly when they're working on a person.
Well, I think it's interesting as well when you were gathering information to talk to me about this and to the audience, you found out that part of the reason you don't have a license yet is because they haven't put the program together yet.
It's hard to take a test when they don't have it available to you yet. So I think that they said that was going to be expected summer of this year. They're really just trying to get together what would be required on the test and what questions to have and not to have. So they're still getting that together.
And that will be through the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. It sounds like they're still working on that. And they knew at the time, I believe, from what we looked up, that it would be a 12 to 18-month process afterwards. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes along. And as you kind of alluded to a minute ago, the reason this licensing is important, it relates to insurance being able to be involved at this point for patients.
Yes, so that'll be probably a lot longer than the actual test, trying to figure out. One of my instructors, who's also a DO, also brought up what you would call a nightmare dealing with insurance companies, just as far as, you know, a patient comes in and his insurance only covers, you know, four effleurage strokes and maybe 2 minutes of deep tissue work. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle, you know, what to allow and what not to allow and how they're going to specify it.
But that licensing can make it be recognized by the insurance companies, which could make massage therapy then a lot more available to people who mm-hmm. are looking for it. Who benefits from massage therapy? We're going to talk in a minute about some work you're doing at Sparrow Hospital. But in general, who benefits from massage therapy?
As of right now, speaking with a sports doctor, a DO, they told me they also offered massage therapy and acupuncture at their clinic. And they said right now the only people that they've seen that are recognized by insurance companies for those treatments are teachers. And okay. It just all depends on your insurance carrier and how good your health insurance is and if your employer has a good plan for you.
Okay. So we'll when their rules and regulations are set up, it'll be much easier to understand. In general, who uses massage therapy? Who benefits from it in terms of how it makes you feel and the benefits for your body?
Well, pretty much everyone, you know, healthy or ill, and no matter what age or, you know, whichever way they are, anyone can benefit from it.
In terms of relaxation, in terms of sore muscles and knots, I mean, just kind of in general body health?
Yeah, the range is so broad. I've had, you know, sports medicine, maternal, infant massage. I've had special populations. And it's just, it's a huge range, which is really nice because you can really go any direction you want with it. You can go specifically to a spa for relaxation massage, or you could go into sports and be a massage therapist for marathon runners. It's just, there's so many options that you can do.
One of the areas that you're working in now that I find particularly interesting and I think you're finding rewarding is working with cancer patients at Sparrow Health System.
Yes, right now I had a massage practicum class that required 20 hours, and I think I did a lot more than that because I just enjoyed the experience so much there. And then I've already signed up for volunteering there, so all I have to do is go to the orientation and then start volunteering there at the radiation oncology unit at Sparrow Hospital.
And what has been your experience working with the patients? You mentioned to me that a lot of them are newly diagnosed as cancer patients, and I can only imagine emotionally what that feels like. And when you're talking with them and working with them, what are some of the things that they're talking to you about while you're massaging them?
Well, one case that stands out was an elderly woman, and it was funny because it was my first day at the practicum and I was so nervous, you know, and she was there, and she told me that she had just, like, they re-examined some x-rays she had, I think for an injury to her arm or something, and found out she had lung cancer, and they started her in radiation and chemotherapy immediately. So that was her first day of, like, just finding out few days ago. So, you know, I was telling her, like, well, I was nervous too because it's my first day here, but I think it was a soothing experience for the both of us. And she just talked about how much she enjoyed it and how it relaxed her so much, and she felt a lot better and less nervous about being in such a strange environment and such strange circumstances.
You also told me that a lot of the folks you work with in the area who have been diagnosed with cancer, you said something interesting about the way that you may be the only person who's not poking and prodding, and how much they appreciate that.
Yes, it's you never really hear someone associating a hospital with, like, good feelings. It's usually, like, negative and fearful feelings. Like, that's a really bad place to be. So I think me being there kind of gave them something to look forward to, and just, it's like, it's not all bad. And, you know, the staff there is really good and makes them, you know, feel a lot more comfortable, and that they're dealing with a person and not just, you know, patient after patient. But I think in addition, I provide kind of a nice, relaxing service to them as well.
What is it about massage therapy that attracted you to it and that you're enjoying about it as you're almost wrapping up the program?
Well, what initially got me into it was, first of all, required just one math class.
That's my daughter.
and then all of the really tough classes were just anatomy, but I found those to be easy, just, you know, repetition. And I just, the whole field of it just fascinated me by how much healing you can do just from touch therapy without any medications. You know, there's no side effects. It's just, it's kind of like a holistic approach, but it actually works. Like, what initially got me interested in it was I had a slight curvature in my spine, not scoliosis, but and it was giving me very chronic back and chest pain as it was putting a big strain on my muscles. And with the help of just massage therapy and adjustments from a DO as needed, it completely alleviated the entire situation and all the pain was gone. I didn't require any anti-inflammatories or any medications of any kind or any physical therapy. So I was just like, oh, this is kind of amazing. Then I learned more about it and I found the program at LCC and decided that would be an interesting course to do.
Well, yeah, it's nothing like having personal experience with something that was causing pain and concern and changing it around without being invasive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Well, Kaylee, it's interesting stuff. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
And we'll follow the whole licensing process. I'm anxious for you to get that license. Maybe we'll prod the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs to get on this and get it going. In the meanwhile, continue the good work that you do. I know they appreciate it at Sparrow.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Kaylee Goodell, who's a student massage therapist, also happens to be my daughter. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this on 1320 WILS.